With us today, our buddy, Kevin Keeling from the Ford Motor Company. Where's my car?
Right where you left it.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. Ford's got an impressive lineup for us this year.
We do, every year. It gets a little better, and this year is really exciting.
Well, what's exciting about this year?
Well,
let's get right to the meat.
Get to it.
Well, let's start with our vehicle that we have for the Young Eagles. And so going all the way back to when we were sitting in here and we started talking about Red Tails and would we want to do something like that when we were back with, I think, our Dearborn doll. The year after that, we had done the SR71 Blackbird. And for us, we had Carroll Shelby, Jack Roush involved. And that's how we got to our S and our R. And we were working with Lockheed Martin on that. And they said, well, down the road, we have this F-35 Lightning. We'd like to try to see if you'll want to do something with that. And so we've been talking with them, and so our vehicle this year is an F-35 Lightning II Edition Mustang. And so you have to come over and check it out and see the...
Well, we saw a headlight or two through the crack in the tent. That's about as much as we could do yesterday.
Oh, it's fantastic. And with Lockheed Martin, they also said, if you can bring the car together, then we've got a cockpit demonstration system. So they brought their simulator in, and we have two instructor pilots, and so it's actually the authentic F-35 Lightning that people can come in. You stand in line, and you get to come in and pilot it.
Oh, I'm there.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they, you know, what are we doing? Flying, landing, taking off, all the above?
Well, I was on it the other day, and so you take off, and so the instructors are like, you have to get 150 knots, and then you pull up, and so you have all of the heads-up display. It has five screens around you, three above you, and it's 25 feet, and I don't know how many X number of dollars it took to bring that together. But as I say, it's the real deal. And so you've got the throttle and then the yoke and all the buttons, and so the cursors to target something, And
I know at one point you said, I'm too close for missiles, switching to guns.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you only had two missiles, so I shot those. And so my wingman shot somebody down, and so, yeah, it was actually really cool.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, it's a blast.
You're going to have a big turnout for that.
Yeah, that's going to be a long line.
It is. Yeah.
You're going to have the NTSB standing by because you know a lot of these people are going to crack that thing up.
That's what the big reset button is all about.
Push the red button.
Yeah, then at the end, after you fly, then they can get you back to the airport in a hurry. They just kind of push a button, and now you're on your approach. And you come in, and you land the aircraft, and then you have the rudder pedals and the brakes, and it's really
slick. Well, how'd you do?
I shot down two. I missed whatever it was on the ground that I was supposed to go bomb. But
That's not bad. Yeah. It's not bad. You got a second career there.
Yeah, I was going to say if this Ford thing doesn't work out,
yeah,
you can
right.
always go fly F-35s.
Well, and with respect to the Ford thing, so it's also our new 2015 Mustang. So this is the 50th anniversary, 50 years of Mustang. And so we have a brand new Mustang, and so you'll be able to see the production cars as well as our F-35 Lightning II Edition Mustang. And it's the most extensive launch of new vehicles in our history. We also have the new F-150, which has the high-strength steel frame, and we have new aluminum panels on it, which reduce the weight of the truck by 600 pounds.
Yeah, I read that. That's quite amazing.
It is. So it's a game changer because it changes everything. Fuel economy in terms of towing and handling of the vehicle, and so everyone else is going to have to, I think, follow suit pretty quickly.
They're going to be playing catch-up, huh?
And, they will be, yes.
Well, that's very interesting. One of the things we noticed at the Ford exhibit, besides all of those wonderful brand new cars sitting out there, is that on the back side of your tent, there's also quite an extensive collection of classic Mustangs.
There is. With it being 50 years, so that's one of the things we wanted to do. We've worked with the local Mustang owners and clubs around the area and said we'd like to bring in some vintage, classic, historic Mustangs, some of the real iconic cars. And so we have things like a 66 GT350, a 69 Mach 1. We have a KR. We have the GT500, a few other Mustangs, 73 convertible, along with our new lineup of vehicles.
Yeah, that prototype is pretty good looking.
It is pretty cool. Yeah, we have the 50-year version. So we have a limited edition. They're only built. We only built 1,964 of them, going back to 1964.
Wow.
And so we have one here on display at AirVenture.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. It says prototype, locked for your protection.
Yeah, I like that. We decided the car must be hungry or something.
And so we do our global auto shows and events all over the world, and this AirVenture is the first location globally that you can see this collection of cars in terms of all of our new vehicles. We have a new Focus, a Focus ST, a new Expedition, a new Edge, the Mustang, the F-150, Lincoln MKC, and Navigator. They're all here. They're all brand new and going on sale later.
Speaking of a Mustang going by...
A different kind of Mustang.
Ah, but if you don't know it, Ford named the Mustang after the P-51.
That's correct.
I did not know that.
That's correct.
See, they weren't dumb.
Somebody knew we were doing this interview and arranged a P-51
flyby.
Yeah, we actually do have quite an extensive connection with aviation. Ford does. And so that's one of the reasons that AirVenture is such a great fit for us.
Now, the F-35, that's going to be raffled off at the,
Gathering of Eagles.
Gathering of Eagles, Thursday night.
So bring your checkbook.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, right.
What are you guys anticipating to raise with this car this year?
Well, we're always optimistic. Last year, the Thunderbird version sold for $398,000. The Red Tails, I think, was about $400,000. So we've been somewhere in the $250,000 to $500,000 range each year. And collectively, our vehicles have generated about $2.5 million for the Young Eagles. And all of that money goes directly to the Young Eagles from Ford. We don't keep any of it. So
that's pretty incredible.
That is. How many of the owners have bought multiple Mustangs?
Well, Tom Gonzalez bought the first two. Rod Lewis was the third. He bought the SR-71. And Jim Slattery has purchased the last three.
Wow. Three guys, six cars. Not bad.
That's quite a garage.
I bet Jay Leno is jealous.
Maybe he'll be buying one. You never know.
Hey, wouldn't mind seeing him here. He's a motorhead.
Yeah, he is. I think he's got an airplane engine on a motorcycle somewhere.
Somewhere. What do you guys have in the pipeline for the next Young Eagles car?
And we have quite a few things we're noodling with and thinking about.
Nothing you want to tip your hat to right now.
Yeah, probably not so much. But as you start thinking about 2015 and 16, and so there are some things that pop to mind pretty quickly. And we're also involved with some other things like Red Bull and that you'll see more about in the future. And so we're talking with EAA about some other options that they may see in the future as well.
That's great.
They're going to build a car that actually has wings because it's Red Bull.
We're waiting for the EAA radio edition.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That'll be worth, $5?
Yeah. But they start by going to Toys R Us and getting one of those little electric ones.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, the electric cars, we have something we call pony rides. And so we have little electric Mustangs that kids, 3 to 4 to 5 years old can come in and they can ride on those. Yeah, we try to appeal to everybody while we're here at EAA. We have such a great time. And so people come over and they can ride those. They can come in, they can build the snap together Mustangs. And so we have their 2015 red Mustangs, some plastic cars you can put together. We have the bungee trampolines and rock walls the kids can play on and climb, in addition to the F-35 and... our simulator, plus we have an ST simulator. So if you want to race cars and things, we have an opportunity to do that in the hangar as well.
You know, I'm surprised they didn't tie the ST simulator together with the F-35 so that you can come in and strafe the guy in the car.
Don't give him any ideas now.
Could be interesting if you give the ST guy the opportunity to shoot back. You know, could be a great video game.
Yeah, we have quite a few things. And we also have even kind of a throwback to the pinball era. So we have three Mustang pinball machines that people are able to come in and play.
Okay.
That's cool. I never knew they existed.
How many kids have never seen a pinball machine?
That's going to be a step back in time for a lot of us.
Yeah, you can see all us guys in line for that.
Yeah.
So now we also have the opening day concert.
Tonight.
Which is Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins will be performing tonight. So it starts at 6 o'clock. And the opening act is Blue Sky Riders, and so that's Kenny Loggins and a couple of people that he's hooked up with. And it's kind of a country theme for that group, and then we'll take a little intermission, and then Kenny will come back on and play for about 90 minutes tonight.
Okay, and we're taking bets on when he plays Danger Zone, because it's not an if, it's a when.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. It fits this motif very
well. Yeah, I'm sure he'll open with that. So
it does. And then the rest of the evening, we also have the Fly-In Theater that Ford sponsors, and tonight we're going to have Gravity. The Academy Award-winning film with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney.
Great movie.
And
small cast.
Small cast. It is a small cast.
They spent a lot on the special effects, though. I'll give them that. It was just an extraordinary movie.
It's spectacular, isn't it?
It's a great movie.
And I'm going to spoil it for everybody. The butler did it.
Yeah, there you go. Not again.
Are you guys, are you going to have the Ford Transit going around with the ice cream this year?
We will.
Camp Scholler?
We will.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm looking for that.
Every night. Yeah, tonight it will be at the concert, and the other nights we'll have it out on the campgrounds. And so we, I've driven that every year. Well, I'll spend one night driving it, and it's just fabulous.
You might have to switch to coffee, hot coffee.
Yeah, definitely.
It's getting a little chilly.
But that's okay. We'll take that over it being extremely hot any day.
Yeah.
And I must say, I just really enjoy how much Ford puts into this event. It has changed it so much and made it so much better.
Well, we really like to enhance the experience, and that's the feedback that we get from people as well, that we want to be part of the fabric of the event, and our intent is just to bring things in that people enjoy.
Well, one of the other things that you do is you work with the EAA memberships. You're able to get a Ford discount on certain automobiles through the EAA.
That's correct. Yeah, and so it's called our Partner Recognition Program, and so EA members are eligible, and so it's a negotiation-free purchase process where you get a discount. And this year, celebrating our 15th year of being involved with AirVenture and EAA, we have a special incentive, and it's the first time we've done this. So if people come to the Ford hangar, we have a certificate, and they just register for this, and so now through the end of the year, they can go in and get an additional $750 toward the purchase of a new Ford or Lincoln.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. In terms of getting their certificate, you can buy the car later, but.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, so in other words, you get the certificate here and then you go home and buy the car.
Correct.
Oh. Yeah.
Well,
it wouldn't work as well the other way.
I didn't think Ford would deliver to AirVenture, but, you know,
yeah.
We can always hope.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to a great week. It's going to be a good time.
Yep. It's always a good time here, and you guys just make it so much better.
We also have the local Model T clubs. They come in. And so if people are interested in riding in a Model T, I think they start at 9 o'clock this morning and run through about 2. So we're going to do that Monday through Friday. You can just come ride in a Model T, and everything is complimentary.
You know, that's interesting. You compare the Model T to a modern automobile, and they drive completely different the way the transmission is set up. I had the opportunity to drive one, and that's just a blast.
Well, Kevin, I'm glad you joined us this morning, as always, and we'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
All right. This is EAA Radio, and I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.